every kick requires aiming correctly and then executing it correctly. And there was a little bit of both going on those. I didn't kick them as well as I would have liked to, but I didn't feel like I completely mishit the ball either. And kicked pretty solidly in pregame. Felt like I had a good plan for what to do and the flags and the whole deal. And then I get in the game expecting everything to go right to left. I aim a little right, and it went right. So you can't aim right and then have it go right. So note to self, and I'll be back in there today trying to gather more information.
How cool is it for you that, so many times in the preseason you're starting games when the games aren't going to be played in the regular season? 1 o'clock starts at home is going to be what you're going to be dealing with.
Yeah, that's definitely an advantage, and obviously just having the stadium right next door and being able to get in there. Still have a couple more weeks, but honestly, I don't know that I'm going to have that place figured out anytime soon. The best you can do is show up on those game days and figure out a way to get them through. So like I said, a lot of information was gathered Sunday in a painful way. Would have enjoyed to learn differently, but I'll take every kick I can get in there.
Is it kind of like playing a golf course?
Yeah, you can strike a putt perfectly, and if you're aiming wrong, you miss the putt. So we're going to get out there and continue grinding and continue learning what we can learn so that when the regular season rolls around, we have an idea what we're doing.
Are the elements different than what you expected? Maybe like stronger than you expected, like stronger winds, stronger things maybe than you expected out of it?
Well, the interesting part is the flags don't really tell the whole story. The flags up top are always the same. The flags on the uprights are constantly changing. One thing we're going to run into around here is your pregame warm-up. We come out around 11:30, and the wind really hasn't picked up. Anyone who lives around here knows the wind starts generally around 1 o'clock. So what you learn in pregame may not necessarily help you at all, once the game starts. And so, like you said, every opportunity I can get during the week to get out there, at game time and gather information then, that's going to be valuable.
Sounds a little like Candlestick.
Yeah, I got off to a slow start there too, and then kind of halfway got confident in what I was doing there, so I expect the same to happen here.
How many times have you been in that stadium kicking?
Here?
Yeah.
I've only kicked about 4 times in there, so I still got a long ways to go, and it only took me about 10 years to get comfortable in Cleveland, so we'll see how long it takes here.
How many times did you go up to Candlestick throughout the season, not game day?
During the season, zero.
I didn't think
it was
so.
Just okay. Off-season work.
Okay.
The thing I had working for me last year is Andy had a 9-year working knowledge of the place. We're all kind of in foreign territory here and learning as we go. And there were a lot of new experiences, not just wind, but, the footing on the field. And first time the big boys had been out there and trudging around and seeing how the field held up and what kind of shoe to wear. So there's just a whole lot of stuff going on all at once. Obviously would have liked to have handled it better. Didn't. But fortunately get another opportunity this week. You know what? It's a beautiful field for a first-year field, and those guys are working their brains out to get that thing ready. And I think just in time, we're going to figure out what we need to do to have that down.